Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
What's up, baby? What you got on?
What you mean what I got on?
What's up? You know what this is?
Do you know what time it is?
Yeah, what's up? What time is it?
It's time for Legal Dope Radio.
P.M. Legal Dope Radio is about to begin. Yeah. Smoke what you smoke, drink what you drink. Every Wednesday we make it feel like a week. Yeah. Pull up a chair, score the key. My niggas fresh air, about as cool as the breeze. And so is Draz. Keep his knives like the dial on your dash. Kickstand, fourth man. Hit with the news, tell you something important. Yeah. Got some new shit. Give it a list. Give it. Call up the phone, tell us hit it or quit. Play some new school with a whole lot of energy. Yeah. Play some old school, watch it bring back memories. Reporting live from Illinois. You are now tuned in to the Legal Dope Boys.
Cut that shit. Yo, you know what it is, fam? It's Wednesday.
Legal Dope Radio, though.
Your favorite radio show is broadcasting live, podcasting live. You feel what I'm saying? Joke.
Yeah, it's your boy Quarter the Great in the building.
Mr.
Man, they make rap like this.
Legal Dope.
And my main man, Fresh Air People's Player. The nigga adjusted to do it. He
adjusted to blowing the shit. Hey, check it out, man. Happy belated birthday to me, you know what I mean? Because I know, you know, it's not really not a holiday like that, so I never really broadcast the type of shit. Because last year we partied on the Legal Dope Radio, on Legal Love Radio, actually. You know what I mean? And so it was a big celebration. You're right, we partied, you know what I mean? But at the same time, when I'm not on the air, I'm not fresh air. You see what I'm saying? So I partied like a regular dude, you know what I mean? So I didn't really share it with y'all.
Well, I'm not on the air. I'm still Mr. May, rap like this. Dollar tacos.
See, that's what I'm saying, though. Bad rap. So he would still make like that. I don't get no microphone in front of me when I leave this bitch. You feel me? So I'm just me. Man, I'm just me.
And then they're going to like that song.
Spoken by Quarter Key. Hey, check it out, man. So you know what it is. It's Wednesday. Got a couple things to talk about. You know what I mean? We got a couple giveaways. Shit, we're going to do it like we always do it, man. It's Quarter the Great. We got Gangsta Grills Heavyweight.
Don't forget
record.
To say the bastards.
Don't forget to say the bastards in the building. You know,
please, sir.
And I'm going to come back to, I got a couple shout-outs. I got some shout-outs for some a couple of new listeners, a couple people I partied with over the weekend. Again, I'm going to shout-out my homeboy, Brian, the lawyer, out there living the West Loop. I'm going to get him on the horn, too. I told him because he thought we was bullshitting and we were going to get in tune with him. So, shout-out to Brian. I'm just going to come back and talk some shit. You know how we're going to do it, man. It's Legal Dope Radio, man. Wednesday. Get addicted to something. I don't quite know what yet. We're going to find a cut. We're going to make it happen.
Yeah.
Come around my way.
Right there, because the button was pushed and the shot clock expired, the song was over, and the first thing. First thing we did was talk about LeBron James. We got a show to do. Hey, so big shout out, fam. Big huge shout out, super stupid, huge shout out, you know what I mean, to all my listeners down there in Bolingbrook. You know what I'm saying? You know what? And Woodridge. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I get shout out to Bolingbrook and Woodridge, you feel me? So, you know, it is what it is. Big shout out to them, you know what I'm saying? That's a good look, man. You feel me?
I don't know.
Right, you shouldn't. All right, so.
We supposed to play this play up on shit, man.
Yeah, you wasn't there, though, home team. Yeah, you was.
Tell me to put Baby Boy up on shit, leave with no radio.
Hey, man.
They kicked me out too blood.
I'm trying to make sure you can. What I found.
The more the merrier. Hey, so. Shout out to Jeremy Richmond. Fuck is wrong with him?
Okay, nah, see, let's talk about that. You're right. Let me cross it off my list. And big shout out to Jeremy Richmond, see, because this is what we got to do. We got to, first and foremost,
somebody get that nigga number so we can call him from Legal Dope Radio.
That'd be huge. Hey, check it out. That'd be huge. Hey, because check it out, though, fam. You got to keep in mind that dude always had a problem with that system. So it's almost like going to the league was his next move anyway. You know, and I'm not, Like, see, I'm not just, it's not really, I thought about it because I'm so, I heard about it, you know, a minute ago. And I was surprised when all y'all called me at the same time and told me that he went. And I was like, damn, I got to start passing my knowledge on y'all because I've been through that. But, like, when he, you know, I just always tell my pops, you know, Stephen A. Smith called me firsthand. He said, no. So I'm plugged or whatever. But
that's
anyway.
My plug.
Yeah, that's my name.
So, man, you always tell. It'll check it out. hey, it'll check game, though. When I found the info out, the dude was going to the league, it wasn't necessarily a bad idea because it's like he always had an issue with the system. My question with Jeremy Richmond is his work ethic. That's it, because he got the talent.
But you don't know if he got the work ethic.
You know what I mean? And when the odds stack up against you, you got to be better than the next man at something.
Because your shit, this shit is stacked, nigga.
You know what I'm saying? When you got, because on one end, you got a Kyrie Irving, outstanding freshman, that's going to the league, and he didn't even play 11 games or something crazy like that.
Shit.
Then you got this other dude.
What's his name?
It's Jeremy Richmond.
Jeremy Richmond.
Then you got Jeremy. So, like, the thing about dude is, you got to have the work ethic. And I don't think that he has that.
I'm glad the Brandon Paul dude's saying
that. I don't know nothing about that. You know what I mean? I don't get paid to make them kind of decisions.
I'm glad he's saying. Yeah, he told.
He needs to get it. That's what I'm talking about. That's what it is.
Hey, so, get addicted.
Y'all niggas gon' ride. Y'all niggas gon' die. Y'all niggas better ride. Well, we don't really give a fuck. We be at the club getting drunk. We be crunk. We be tossing it up. We're big on shoes and sun. Now tell me who really want me to bring forth the funk. I hit the pop in the trunk. I'm putting nose in chunk. My niggas killers on the real niggas known to dump. What's up, jump? Niggas screaming, who that? Then they get slapped with the gap. What? Then tied the gas. You're serving the bumps. I'm serving the funk. I'm trying to stab paper like my name was Donald Trump. Meditate like a monk when the hollow tips go thump thump. Leaving your heart and they with a pump. You fuck. Ain't no time to dust. Some nigga what? I'm the nigga with the biggest nuts. I'm the killer when the trigger busts. I'm the nigga that's dealing the dust. Making the beat. Killing the us. Stealing yourself with
my. Nigga, what? Excuse me, pardon me. Can't hear a thing from this day, nigga, down your soul. You wanna go to you for being the most. Now you know the God don't need to really go. Am I supposed to let approach me with all this animosity and name? Shit, I'm top, look for your plot. With a slide of dudes up for fight. Nigga, that's danger. Now I'm motherfucking in love with the game. God, that's the blame, man. Weed on the brain. It's only thing that got me maintained. It's only Izzy, motherfucker. That a nigga got the brain to pay. Nigga, what's the name?
Yeah, yeah.
Your objective?
Yeah.
And the people kill?
Shit, oh well.
Getting my mails if I result in the murder death,
y'all
yeah!
Y'all niggas gon' ride. Y'all niggas gon' die. Y'all niggas better ride.
I'm asking you bitches to step up. Talk shit, wanna run up. Motherfucker, get dropped. 5 box slugs from the pump. That's a body dump. I'm caught the fatalities. Having these motherfuckers screaming out homicide. Assassin, bitch, nigga, kill a hoe. And I'm even causing genocide. Running up, gunning up. Who that be? You meet this thug. What? You get too thug straight to your dome. Nigga, fall to your knees and choke on blood. Can you feel the hair rush? Huh, nigga, what?
Nigga,
got a hair full of demons and they finna bust. Setting foot up in your slop and I'm racking it up. Contemplating in a draw. Who the fuck can trust? Now, bitch. Torture with more witchcraft than a sorcerer. So bad of a bitch reincarnated, so hated it came back in my own daughter. Madam hatred, the sacred one, bringing forth more light than the rising sun. Unload from my clip and your life is gone. That's the answer there, tell you I'm the chosen one. Two, three cadavers beneath my feet, decreasing the body count.
I'm lurking, snatch nigga out his car, lay his ass down on the ground. This is that move, that's for certain. I'm taking your cash and I'm closing your curtains and skirting. Don't flirt with a two-tone bullet dispersing, young nigga. Cause I'm busting and cussing like a motherfucking drunken sailor. Following niggas home like a trailer, him and his ass up like the tailor.
Then guess what's next on it? Boss, I'ma send their ass off just like a mailer with no return address. I write the best from quality on under stress. I'ma sit down and pray because I'm blessed. Then let some weed smoke and go off my chest.
Shit, you look in my eyes, my disguise. I ain't claiming no ties. With a nigga wanna socialize. See my music confusing just like a loose in the camouflage. So where did the damage I wanna vocalize? Keep it coming so ferocious. I set it on fire like the Mama Grass and Sammy Sosa. Fuck, I'm old, my boy. I got you open like ventilation, abrasion, some mental and physical lyrical assassination. Assassin with masking, ripping these niggas and blasting. Get your ass and we smashing the mask. Motherfuckers, another brother. As I deliver the message, feel my presence. I'm super fly, nigga. Do or die, nigga. Who am I, nigga? Mr. Killer. Don't make me have to get you hit you with the player maneuver. Like a rooker sometimes, it feel good to you. Don't make y'all good to you. Hey, y'all niggas gon' die.
Legal Dope Radio, Quarter of the Great, Fresh Air, the People's Player, Gangsta Grill sitting in.
Don't forget to say the bastard.
Hey, check game. That was Black Assassins featuring DBC, or the other way around, I'm sorry. DBC featuring Black Assassins.
Fuck that.
That was Supreme.
Shit.
That was Supreme right there, you know what I mean? See, got a couple people listening in, too. I'm going to get him in real quick, man. Shout out to the homeboy, Twan and Don. What up, Joe? Big shout out to my man Cool Breeze and the shot checking in too, you feel me? We had a nice discussion at the hookah bar the other day about basketball. You know, he's a real cool dude.
Excuse me.
Big shout out too to Ambrosia. I'm gonna get the right one, I'm gonna get it out too. I'm gonna shout fan out too. But we were at the hookah bar the other day, so shout out to my man Cool Breeze, you know what I'm saying? We
Cool Breeze.
Yeah, not DJ Cool Breeze, you know, another cool.
Shout out to the boy Cool Breeze on the chat. Hey,
said he's gonna get addicted. You know what I mean? And that spot is. I'm sorry, brother.
Shout out to motherfucking the name of the spot, the
Ambrosia Cafe,
the hookah bar,
the hookah bar, it's the hookah lounge. You know what I mean?
I went to one in Racine too.
In Racine?
I mean, Kenosha.
Kenosha.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was over there on it's over there on Sheffield, so it's in Wrigleyville or whatever. You know what I mean? Shout out to the homeboy Kevin. Kevin took care of us. Really looked out for us, you know what I mean? So, again, big shout out to the homeboy Kevin over there at the hookah bar, you know what I mean? But, yeah, like I say, me and the boy Cool Breeze, we just chilled out or whatever, you know what I mean? My
Cool Breeze.
Chilled out, had a good time, had a couple of conversations or whatever, so I told him to get addicted, and I'll make sure I shouted him out, so shout out.
Hey, man, shout out to all of the listeners. Shout out to the listeners who...
This is a big love fest right here.
Love. Yeah, we got to do it.
This is a big
love fest. I just want to hold on. So, you know, big shout out to Friday night. First Air, the People's Player. Gangsta Grills Heavyweight. Don't forget to say it. Shout out to T Money. He was supposed to come through. He was so faded, he forgot that he even told me he was coming. So I called him and he was faded still. So, shout out to T Money. Shout out to the boy Bankroll. You know what I'm saying? Willie Bogart, what up, Joe? Black Life on my t-shirt. BMG, SQ, what up, Joe? Shout out to Biggie Smalls, Tupac, Jay-Z. Shout out to Fresh Air People Players List. Shout out to the Gangsta Grills List. I walked up on some shit. I had no idea what was going on. And I don't know when Fresh going to bring it in.
Now. But, I mean, now. Right now?
All right, so.
Turn down a little. You got to turn down. Turn down a little more. Let's talk about it.
So this is what it was.
Yeah, that's good enough.
This is what it was. And it is funny because, see, they don't even know that I've been hearing these conversations just, you know, a little bit of everywhere I've been. So I'm gonna let them talk about it because
I can't wait. Okay, so that day we was going to the.
Mm-hmm.
So the day we was going to the hookah bar, you know, it was we was listening to the iPod, you know what I mean, and bam, my old dude iPod is pretty classic,
right.
You know what I'm saying, and you know it's not he don't have, no diss to those people, but he don't have the little boosies in the,
right,
you know what I mean, he don't have, that's not what he come up on, that's not what he on, so
he got his music.
Bam's iPod is classical, you know what I mean, and that's unlike my iPod, you don't have everything on it,
right,
so. Pam has, you know, your Rakims and your, you know, your Ho, you know, and that's going to come out too. But he has your Biggs and your Pox and your, you know, your Mr. Mikes of the world and your, you know, he had all of that shit loaded up or whatever have you. And it always came up, because his favorite rapper is Chuck D. I'm sure you've heard Friday Night say that on the show plenty of times. His favorite rapper is Chuck D. So, you know, it always comes up, you know, when we're together, who's the best rapper? And when I say best rapper, I don't mean your favorite rapper. I mean who's the best rapper. That's how it always happens. 678 caller, give me a minute. We're going to get to you in a second. And so it always comes up, you know, who's the best rapper. And like I say, I don't mean favorite because, you know, on my list, and you'll hear that shortly, you know what I mean? On my list, Nas is going to be on my list. I don't like dude. You know what I'm saying? I don't know him personally, but I don't think, you know, I think a bunch of shit he be talking. You see what I'm saying? So, like, you know, but Nas is nice. He talked that shit nice, though. You see what I'm saying? So, Nas going to be on my list. And
right.
So, basically, to cut it all short, the question was who the best rapper was. And I got tired of pointing to, I got tired of showing them, you know what I'm saying, what the deal was with the, you know, always saying, because I always threw X amount of people on my list. And I really, not even my list, but just throwing it out there, they would always say, well, you know, this person is the best. And I would say, well, damn, what about such and such? And, you know, just to throw the controversy out there.
Right.
So, basically, we had a top 10 list. And, you know, I'm going to reveal mine later on, but I want to know what everybody's list is out there. So, you know, within the time frame of this show, next hour and 40 minutes, you know, 921 CST right now, within the next hour and 40 minutes of the show, I want people to share with me your top 10 list. And that's in no order. So when you give me your list and Tupac at the end of it, that'll mean number 10. Give me 10 rappers, you know, via email. Email them to Legal Dope Radio if you're not calling in. Which is cool, or if you want to call in, 917-889-8016, you know what I mean? But let's get the discussion going, because if you're involved in this hip-hop shit, and you must be because you're here at the home of hip-hop, if you're involved in this hip-hop shit, then it's a question that you go through all the time. Who's the best, you know? And when Corey was going with it was, I said, well, we'll talk about that in a minute. Let's take that caller. Caller out of the A. 663, what up, Joe?
Hello?
Yes.
Yo. That's
what
who we are. Yo.
Hey, Shay, I don't know who we are. Yeah, I'm a dude, Joe.
Alright. We're going to mute them. You know, we're going to put them back in the caller queue. And if you want to listen, I mean, if you want to talk, man, all you have to do is press 1. You know what I'm saying? We'll get you on. If you don't want to talk, don't press 1, because if you press 1, then you know, you float up to the people that want to talk and not just listen.
So, again, 663, you push 1, so we were trying to pull you in and see what was good, holler at you, see what was going on down there, what you talking about. So, obviously, you weren't ready for your close-ups, whoever you rolled on you later on. You're going to get to the staff joint, perk, man, get addicted, play a song. Come back and holler at your dudes, man. I think we got Friday night coming up shortly. Get a dick.
This is a Cassius Clay production.
Yeah.
Came to the club smelling like a pound of perfume. Came to the club smelling, came to the club smelling like a pound of perfume.
Came to the club, reaching stupid booty break. Hey, ooey gooey, sticky, icky, weedy with a great taste. On my Jimi Hendrix shit, I'm smoking purple haze. Same shit, Prince was smoking when he made purple rain. Hit some dips, that shit. Purple City Bird Gang, high end fly, nigga. Birds swing.
playing Gucci man hair with a big bag of purple. Damn right I'm going in. Don't nobody smoke commercial. Sitting here chilling with some bitches steady flirting. Got this goofy weed from a nerd, I call it Steve Urkel. $5,500 for the pound, and it's worth it. Gave Cortez a couple zones, told him go ahead and smoke. He a fool with it, busted down and sold it, made $5,500, and he went and bought his own shit. Went and bought a new whip, went and bought a blue chain. I told him he was tripping, should have got purple, man.
Came to the club smelling like a pound of purple. Came to the club smelling,
top 10 rappers, you feel me?
Top 10 rappers from where? Like, period?
Man, period, fam. If you want to say Endo Gym, Lil Blunt, and whoever you're going to say, you know what I'm saying?
Wow, you know what? I'm going to have to really sit down and think about that, fam, for real.
I mean, yeah, it's one of them, fam. You know, over the next hour and a half.
You know, man, like with me, man, that shit will really be hard, man, because, like, I just started listening to Biggie, nigga, like 6 months ago, for real, man.
You know what I'm saying, though, because it's for the tardy people, too, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like this, bro, it's like, this list is going somewhere too, because not only is you going out there, but it's going somewhere. And I'm gonna tell you right now where it's going, because I did this a while back when I was in Cali. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we had a little crib. It was like the sports bar. And every time somebody slid through, well, you know, we're telling them to write their top 10 list now. And I'm bringing it back because I'm doing an experiment. Because back then, Joe, like, if we going off of the list back then, bro, the best rapper of all time is Andre 3000, and I'm gonna tell you why. Andre 3000 was the only person that was on everybody's list.
Ah, no shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Listen, though.
And some people, I'm talking about, some people might have had, I'm talking about, if your list is, like I said, fam, indulge, because don't get it fucked up, fam. Quarter Key's on my list. You see what I'm saying? So I'm talking about if your list got whoever on that list, bruh, is going to get counted. You give me your top 10 people in no order, because it's not going to matter when it's all said and done, and we're going to see who ordered the most, you know what I'm saying? Because if it was 50 people, bruh, I'm trying to tell you, fam, Andre 3000 was on 50 people's list, not Tupac, because, you know, some of them East Coast niggas that we called or whatever was saying, yo, son, it was Biggie, give me Jada, son, yo.
Yeah.
Me, you know what I'm saying? And some of them West Coast niggas were like, man, Mac Dre, nigga, give me. It was like that, nigga, and I respect everybody's list because everybody had their reasons.
So 3,000, he only eyed to me, so, you know what I mean? I'm about to pull up to the crib now, man. I'm finna sit in here and really think about it for a few. I'm going to put that together,
right,
man, and I'm going to reroute on you.
Right, because it ain't even really about record sales, you feel what I'm saying? Because if it's about record sales, the best rapper of all times is a nigga like Flo Rida or some old wild shit, you know what I'm saying? Shit like that, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know, just talking shit or whatever, you feel me? So it's not about record sales, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Get back in tune with me about that, Joe.
Man, there it is in a minute, fam.
All right, Joe. All right, so that was the homeboy Twan the Don checking in from the A. Had his little son in the back, you know what I mean? The homeboy, little Tweez, you feel what I'm saying? Like I said, they're getting in there for spring break, you know what I mean? Teaching the Reddy how to goddamn make noodles and all that old shit. You feel me? You're getting it in, you know? Caller 440, we're going to check you out in a minute. Maybe we're going to jump to a Quarter Key song because I feel that way and you can't do nothing about it. So I'm going to let him pick because I'm being nice today. And we're going to play one of these Quarter Key joints. And that's that. Four for home. Get to you in a minute, man. Give me a minute.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Hey, man.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
It's the 10 crack commandments. Wow. Man, can't tell me nothing about this coke.
Uh-huh.
Can't tell me nothing about this crack, this weed, my hustling niggas. You niggas on the corner, I ain't forget you niggas. My triple B niggas.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
I've been in this game for years. It made me an animal, it's rules to this shit.
Uh-huh.
I wrote me a manual, a step-by-step booklet for you to get your game on track, not your wig pushed back. Rule number uno, never let no one know how much dough you hold, cause you know that cheddar breed jealousy, especially if that man fucked up. Get your ass sucked up. Number two, never let them know your next move. Don't you know bad boys move in silence and violence? Take it from your hand.
Uh-huh.
I done squeezed mad clips at these cats for they bricks and chips. Number three, never trust nobody. Your mama set that ass up, properly gassed up, hoodie the mask up. For that fast buck,
uh-huh,
she be laying in the bushes to light that ass up. Number four, know you heard this before. Never get high on your own supply. Number five, never sell no crack where you rest at. I don't care if they want an ounce, tell them bounce. Number six, that goddamn credit, get it. You take a crackhead paying your back, shit, forget it. Seven, this rule is so underrated. Keep your family and business completely separated. Money and blood don't mix like two dicks and no bitch. Find yourself in serious shit. number eight. Never keep no weight on you. Them cats that squeeze your guns can hold jumps too. Number nine should have been number one to me. If you ain't getting mad, say the fuck the police. If niggas think you're snitching, they ain't trying to listen. They be sitting in your kitchen, waiting to start hitting. Number 10, a strong word called consignment, strictly for live men, not for freshmen. If you ain't got the clientele, say hell no, cause they gon' want their money, rain, sleet, hell no. Follow these rules, you'll have mad bread to break up. If not, 24 years on the wake up. Slug hit your temple, watch your frame shake up. Caretaker did your makeup. When you pass, your girl fuck my man Jacob. Heard in 3 weeks, she sniffed a whole half a cake up. Heard she suck a good dick and could hook a steak up. Gotta go, more pies to bake up. Word up, Crack King, Frank Wizard.
Yeah, nigga, you know I got that legal dope out here in these streets, right? You know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna tell y'all motherfuckers how I came up on all this work I got. Cause I got the best work in the town, you need
my nigga,
know.
Look, I took a whole brick of that Pac, a quarter brick of Big, a half a key of that Jay-Z, and this what I did. Added some 40 water in a tube and cut it with knives. It wasn't written, Joe, kept the numbers all in my mind. Hit the block with what I got, man, but I needed much more. So I hit up Mr. Gardner, headed back to the store. He told me, look, young blood, you really need you a crew. So take this double up a Pac, baby, all eyes on you. I told him, bet, jumped in the Jeep and made my way to the town. I was anxious to get this package home and break the shit down. Hit a left on Broadway, and I noticed the crowd. Two hustlers going work for work, I wanna see how this turn out. The nigga AJ was aggressive, had the whole block sold. So I gave the cat a job, ain't wanna step on his toes. He had an ounce of mystical, so I hit him with an A for that box. A couple grams of DMX, Joe, and a 10 for the locks. Jay and I had shit running, but I was hungry for more. So before I ran out of work, I headed back to the store. Mr. G was like, I got a little ghetto D. Couple jars of Mia X before I left for double up a Master P. I hit the streets. Twin Benny Siegels heard they watching me and headed up to 23rd to see what Kool-Aid got for me. A little skinny nigga told me he thought he was born to spit. Hit him with an ounce of Pac, a quarter pound of Brother Lynch. They call him Qualion, perfect name for an underboss. A month had passed, we had the no-go hotter than Tabasco sauce. Acquired Madam Hate, she was moving Mia X. I hit her with an A for boss I got from Mr. G Connect. We had the fires work, I called it Black Assassin shit. Many tried to chef it up like us, but couldn't master it. Mr. G Connected called me, he was on some other shit. A hitter that run DMC and showed me what to do with it. I learned the ins and outs of how to move the Reverend Run. Took an ounce of Dougie Fresh and KRS just for fun. The older hustlers mad, they still moving Curtis Blow. I done twisted up the game from 41 to Shedden Road. I hit the freeway with a couple of my youngest guns. A trunk full of that 666 to Memphis, about to have some fun. Right when I crossed the bridge, that clutch was on some other shit. Hit me to that player fly and dummy bags of skinny pimps. That player fly was right, I copped a quarter brick of that. Hit North Memphis, Scott with Pella, bless my nigga with a sack of legal dope. And there it is, niggas. You motherfuckers know who got the fast dope in the town, Joe. But y'all need to come shout with me.
Oh, you on the air, man. What's good? Oh, you on the air. Cricket call.
Cricket
phone. You got one more chance.
440 was the first three numbers of your phone number. Look, I'm sitting at like 224.
All right, well, we'll get back to you then. 224-440. We'll holler at you later. All right, man, so we back in the Legal Dope Radio Show. It's called The Great.
Man, rap like this.
Legal Dope.
Fresh Air, the people's player.
Gangsta Grills, Heavyweight Records.
J5, what up, Joe?
Freddie Frizzle, what up, Joe? What up, Joe?
Joe.
Man, Friday night is MIA. Let's get Friday night on the horn, y'all.
Get him, man.
We're going to get Friday night on the horn, too. Hey, so on the word of the day, I don't know the number, 619.
Top 10.
Nah, that's the topic of the day, top 10, definitely. The word of the day. It's insane. That's the word of the day. Insane. And I'm going to get you the definition of insane, see, because some people looking at me like, what do you mean? But I'm going to get you insane. I'm going to get you the word. I'm going to get you insane by definition. I forgot family looking at these numbers like he,
like I'm 80?
Yeah.
It's all part of my Robert De Niro. I'll be getting my Robert De Niro. I'm about to go into acting.
All right, so we're going to call it a Friday night because he's missing an action right now. We're going to see where dude at. Word of the day is insane.
Insane.
In fact, I'm going to pull Ray B in because Ray B actually came up with the word of the day because it was beautiful when it went down. So I'm going to get
hello.
Yeah, I'm looking for Friday night.
Yeah. Hey. How you do?
Yeah, fam. You're supposed to be at work today. You late.
Hey, I'm just calling it right now, fam. You see my call right now? You didn't see my call right now. You know we telepathic because I know you. I know all your people. So we telepathic. We connect like that. You don't see my number right on the thing right now. You're on hold, as a matter of fact. You're on my call.
Believe it or not,
you don't see that?
Believe it or not, I saw it pop up. It did pop up.
As simultaneous. That's what was the deal. It popped up simultaneous. As soon as you... He was on the other line when I was dialing. Hey, fam, are we on the air?
We on the air.
You are live.
Oh, live and direct. Fam, I kissed the ground. I was happy. It's your boy Friday night. I was happy to be on the left coast. It was sad to leave, but the left coast was calling me. I was just sitting in the parking lot at the Walmart just admiring. Look. Looked like that was a mermaid just went in there. I just seen a mermaid. That's the first for the Legal Dope Radio Show. Friday night, just seen a mermaid.
Shout out Friday night,
hey,
man.
Yeah, this is here. Yeah, I was just sitting around just marveling. I was in, I just went to all the little spots and I was looking at the trees and the architecture, and it just feels, the leaves on the trees, and it's green and it's sunny, and it felt good to be at the crib. I was there. I heard a lot of good music, though, while I was in the Chicagoland area, and I got a lot of big things happening out there in the Walk Town and Milwaukee and all those different places, and it was just beautiful just to hear how it's all going. I think hip-hop is in good hands. And I was riding around with fresh air. The people's player.
Funny man.
I was riding around with fresh air, the people's player, and guess what happened? He turned me on to a lot of music because, Friday night is kind of limited. His iPod, it needs to be updated a little bit. So what happened was I had a few things that I was interested in while I was there. It was nice. It was cool. And I heard a lot of that Quarter Key. Oh my gosh, he's going high. That's my favorite rapper.
Yeah. So I'm glad you brought that up.
If you didn't know, that Quarter, that's my favorite rapper.
There we go. Listen though. I need you to check this out. Because he was right on cue, what you called in and where you was headed with the whole iPod conversation. And I say that because, that's the reason we made the call out to you. Because when I said that you were late, what I was implying was, of course you should have been here a little earlier. But at the same time, the topic for today is, your top 10 list. And, this obviously comes from that day when we said, that month actually, we said it in 112, transformed into the green room, transformed into, the sports bar. In that room,
that
and we had everybody calling people on all sides of the country, and we'd have people give us their top 10.
Yeah, we did that before MTV did that. You know that, right? We were pioneers, so to speak.
Definitely. And what's going on now is we're reliving that moment.
Oh,
so,
man,
got,
quick play. You're gonna make me cry. You want to see Friday Night cry? Can y'all see me? Can you see me?
Check it out. We're reliving that moment. So I want you to give me a top 10 list. I'm not going to make you do it like right now, even if you do have it.
I can do mine right now. I'll give you a top 10 and honorable mention. Number one is V.I.G. He's number one.
In no order. Go
number
ahead,
two, number two is Andre 3000. He's number two on my list. Number three, I'm gonna have to. Nah, I hate it. But I'm gonna have to give Hov number three. Nah, usually, you know, I ain't no big Hov fan, but I gotta give Hov a number three. You understand what I'm saying? I got to give him number four. Because don't nobody want it with him. Now, my people, they're dead. They're in the mix still. Because, you know, I got people like Rakim and BDK. Is it a special island for them?
Nah. Yeah, ain't no. See, we were just talking about this, too, while the song was playing.
I got to go with Chuck D at number five. BDK at number six. Number seven got to be Tupac. You with me so far? Number eight
yes,
got to be the E of the TMD. Number nine got to be AZ. I got to put AZ on my list. Number 10 got to be Quarter Key. He got to get on the list some kind of way. So we got to do, we need an honorable mention spot, because we got to get on my list. The only reason why he ain't number one, because he's my favorite rapper's favorite rapper. Only reason why he ain't number one is because he's still living. And he's going to pass all them up. So that's why he ain't number one. My honorable mention on my list is Jada Kiss.
Who?
He didn't make the list. He fell short.
Okay. All right.
He fell
short. I can go with that.
That's a nice list.
I have to respect the old and new because you said put them together. And I think the old need to have a whole island by itself because I don't think it's fair to compare, you know, like I say, Big Daddy, Kane, nobody that's going right now. I don't think that's fair. I don't think it's fair to compare Chuck to nobody that's going
right
now.
Now, check this out. That's what makes the list not easy because.
Well, this is the thing too. When's the last time you heard 3,000 on something? 3,000 on hiatus. Did he give up? Did he quit? No, see, now check this out. We were just talking about that.
That's where I'm going with it. Like, if you gotta take that person, whoever that person might be, and you have to say, oh, give me this person from this era, then that means they're not good because I want to put Corrupt from the Chronic era on my shit. Because he better than some damn
wrong. Oh, yeah. Yeah, if you're going by era, you got to, you know, he was nice. Because the Snoop Dogg Double G is nice from that era. He was the best. You know, he was the best for the first two or three. He was, had it, you know, and you remember when he was on the way to Chicago, me and Fresh Air, the People's Player. We were on the way to the city to go to the hookah bar. Shout out to my man Kevin out there at the spot. Did you shout Kevin out already today?
Yes, sir.
We was on the way to check out Kevin at the spot. And remember me and you said that the list can change. It's like a championship belt. It can change hands. You know, nobody holds it forever. But, you know, that's what made Jay-Z to you. That's what made Hov all right because he always was in the championship fight. You know, as when some of those other people had the belt and then you didn't see them no more. You know, so I think the crown or the belt can switch hands and change at certain times. You know, but certain times, some of them are better than others. And like you said, Hov got the longevity and the staying power. But then there was some that faded. You know what I mean? There was some that you didn't hear from. Big L, you know, a lot of people say Big L is the greatest. But you don't hear from him. And who knows Big L? You got to be a short enough connoisseur to even know who Big L is, you know. So, you know, it just can change, man. Because, like I said, I heard some stuff from Quarter that I hadn't heard or hadn't heard in a while. And verse for verse, I can turn it up against anybody, past, present, or future, you know.
Hey, so I already know that. And before we let you go, too, that's what makes the list. That's what I was getting to. That's what makes the list not easy because if you don't take that person and put it on your list, because it's your list.
I don't want to interrupt, but my old lady standing outside the car. I met her. We had the TJ Friday. Shout out to TJ Friday in Mission Valley. Going to get her some deals, you know. But they just said, this is the thing. who got a ghostwriter and who don't? You know what I mean? Because, like I say, all those don't know, Jay-Z wrote Dre Day. Now, you would think Dre wrote a song about him, you know, but, I mean, who got a ghostwriter and who don't? I know Cordy Key don't got no ghostwriter, so that's why he did the best to me. But that's why he on my list. See, I don't know about none of them other people if they have somebody writing for them. You see? So now, we kind of ghostwriters or... We kind of the one hit or two, three hits that they had that was ghost written. I mean, you know, that's a can of worms.
See now, that's why that's when your authenticity comes out because you're looking at what you got going on as far as you know how you feeling when this person is getting it in, and you're gonna have to put that person on your list going off your own. You dig? Because I got to say right now. Like you just said, as far as ghostwriters, I got to tell you right now up front, I'm looking at your list and I got the proof right here, with the exception of maybe Cordy Key, Ice Cube is better than your whole bottom six for sure. And he's not even on your list.
Ice Cube, his alter ego,
Easy E was better than your people.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why you can't go on some of that. Because, you know, because this is the thing. I think Cube, on his own, was just all right. I think Big Pun was smash Cube. And Big Pun was on my
list.
And you know, you don't like Pun. I had to put you up on Pun because you thought he was kind of fire.
I don't dislike Pun, fam. He's just not even on your list, so why would he be on mine?
Right. But I think Pun has smashed everybody on the list.
Can't see him coming down my eyes, so I had to make the pen cry. I can't see him coming down my eyes. Where do I start? I guess the closest one to my heart, and how I let my foolish pride tear us apart. Now from the start I told you I would love you to death, with every ounce of me until there's no blood left.
And everything
I think about it now when I'm so mad at myself. Used to love me when I had a baby with someone else. Then you stuck around when I was just in love with myself. You ain't need me, Nick. You could have been with anyone else. You were dedicated, praying that one day I would change. But 10 years passed and I'm still doing the same. I didn't know my trip to Memphis almost drove you insane. So you found another guy to help you deal with the pain. I was hurt, but you can never tell. I cried when it rained. And I swore that I would never leave you lonely again. But you moved along without me, and it's you that I miss. And deep inside a nigga so sick, shit. I can't see him coming down my eyes, so I had to make the song cry. I can't see him coming down my eyes, so I had to make the pen cry. Hey, niece, I seen him coming down your eyes, so I had to make the song cry. I can't see him coming down my eyes, so I had to make the song cry. On repeat, Beyonce and Jay, Bonnie and Clyde. You singing B's lyrics, looking deep in my eyes. Where every single ounce of me, I swear that I tried. But I was still in love with Nisa and it hurt me inside. Whenever I hit the block, you'd always load up my nine. Slip it in my pocket, kiss me, you was cool with the grind. But the whole time I was grinding, I was fucking with team. Coming home 3 in the morning, sleep on top of the seat. See, I never loved you, I was so in love with the street. And I guess that's why you turned around and cheated on me. Karma's a bitch, and I guess that's what I get. But if I could go back in time, I know I'd do the same shit. Same gold Chevy, even with the same chick. Same weed spot with a lemon and tip. And I know that I was bogus, so my cheating was clever. I got to deal with the fact that we got a child forever. I can't see him coming down my eyes, so I have to make the song cry. I can't see him coming down my eyes, so I have to make the pen cry. I seen him coming down your eyes, so I have to make the song cry. Yeah, I can't see him coming down my eyes, so I have to make the song cry. I know you never knew about me. Well, see, the reason me and you, we never could be. Whenever I left your crib, you know I went home to
sleep. Knew that.
But you never spoke a word of our affair in the street. See, Carol told Pearl and Pearl told the world. And somehow it would have filtered down to my girl. Well, that is why today I feel it drop you a line. Cause out of every girl I had, I really felt you were mine. Even though you had a dude at the time, and I was doing my job, you never tried to say your baby was mine. You never really gave me problems, only helped me in time. I will pay you back for putting up with all of the lies. And I heard you had a baby girl, it looked like you mine. Well, tell her, on the low, she'll always be my sunshine. And ever since the day of birth, she's been on my mind. Well, it's kind of ghosty, you know, back to my crime. Coming down my eyes, so I had to make the song cry, song cry. Yeah, I can't see him coming down my eyes, so I had to make the pen cry, pen cry. Yeah, AT, I seen him coming down your eyes, so I had to make the song cry, song cry. I can't see him coming down my eyes, so I had to make the song cry, song cry. Fucked up, y'all.
I'm sure enough hit y'all up.
Now, this is a switch up for your boy Kig. You know, normally I keep it just strictly hip-hop, rap, east, west, you know, a little bit of R&B with the mix. But I'm going to give y'all the top 10 of the Hot 100 airplay of the billboards right now. Some of these people y'all might not know, just keep up. If you ain't got a pen, type it in, pay a listen. If you don't, then get your turn your radio on when you want to, as long as you get addicted on Wednesdays at 9. So we got number 10 with Katy Perry and Kanye West with E.T. Heard this one. Real nice. You know what I mean? Katy Perry got a whole bunch of little catchy tunes, but that's what's hot, that's what's popping in at number 10 right now. Now, Katy Perry holding down number 9 with Firework. Doing it good. Got 9 and 10. And we got Nicki Minaj at number 8 at Moment in Life with Drake. We got Jeremiah and 50 Cent with Down on Me at number 7. Number 6 is Held Down by Bruno Mars, Grenade. Number 5, Enrique Iglesias and Ludacris and DJ Frank E. Tonight, I'm Loving You. They popping it off at number 5. And number 4, we got Pink with Fucking Perfect. Now that's just, everybody is just going ham right now with the fucking word, because I guess CeeLo Green just opened the floodgates, and, you know, they're trying to switch up the words on the radio, but we know what it is. Then we got number 3, Fuck Lady that. I Got Born This Way. Number 2, Rihanna with S&M. And then number 1, like I just got done saying, CeeLo Green, Fuck You, radio play is
Fuck
for Get You.
Fuck you too, bitch.
Hi, this is your boy, Hey, just a bit of you can use. I'm sorry I was missing last week, but y'all can show enough. Catch me next week.
Hey, Kid.
What's up, fam?
Give me a top 10 list before the show over, man.
Top 10?
Yeah.
you really want my top 10, fam?
Nah, come on, man. You know, you got motherfucking Tech N9ne and motherfucking Young Buck from Psychodrama, nigga. We know what your top 10 going to be. Come on with it.
Man, my top 10 is all Chicago. It ain't nothing nowhere else. I mean, I got love for everybody else, but my top 10 consists of Lake County to Cook County exclusively. I have to write it down, fam. I got too much going on right now. I got hair all over me. I'm cutting heads. Next week, you know, for the 573 listeners, if you're out there, we're going to go ahead and have a contest also for fresh fades. So you can go ahead and get tuned in, listen in. If you know somebody in the area, go ahead, let them know. We getting it in here. We giving out fades like Bogart giving out tattoos. If you need your name, we can put that there too.
I still do that. That's what up, man. That was your boy Kick Joe signing off right there. Hey, check it out. So we got you heard him too. If you're in the 573, or if you near the 573 area, whatever, you want to slide over and get you a fresh cut or whatever, they giving cuts away. You know what I'm saying? Holler at us. Shoot us an email at MrLegalDope@gmail.com. Hit us on the website. Joe will get you a fresh cut. You dig what I'm saying? That was your boy Kick.
Yeah. Hey, you hear the boy Kick say, Izzy, he going to have niggas from the shine everything on his list.
No, that's not what he said. He said he going to have niggas from the shine only.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's good.
See, it's good reason, though.
So,
ridiculous.
You know what it is. Ray B, insane, coming up
okay,
in a minute, man.
It's like a hole in the bottom of the ocean floor deep. Let me just tell you how I feel about it. Some niggas still don't get it when I spit it to them. Let me tell you about my skill. This that brand new psychodrama. Don't know motherfucking body won't no problem. Everyone wants the answer. Well, guess what? God damn it, I'm here to solve them. Automatic door revolvers all involved. I bust they shit. All in all, it's a message. Just be cautious who you fucking with. Rappers often walk themselves in a coffin with that talk they speak. Way too late for forgiveness when they scooping your bitch ass off the street. Shoot with the quick fast, please don't disrespect my people, just be cool. Ain't no need to be wondering if we get down like that, cause yes we do. Chi-town, west side, south side, north side, east side, take your pick, we here. Please obey the golden rules, you fuck around, you disappear. Paper stack up, bottles pop, troll it, hoes get hit, ain't no thing. Fakers back up when I pull that pistol, when they act up to let them know it ain't no game. Mean what I speak, bitch, this is so official, you know the rising seal. It ain't no surprise they will keep hating me. I know how they feel. I know how they feel. I know how they feel. Yeah, I know how they feel. I know. Say it again. I know how they feel.
Burn it and mix it, chop it, screw it, buy it, ho, I failed them, son. You've been supposed to got this shit. The deliveries had some difficulties. Been exposed to the hottest shit. Trying to make a statistic of me. Bitch, I'm back, you see big bodies sliding on them. You understand me? Bitch, I'm strapped. Case one of you bastards trying underhand me. God couldn't have planned it better with my arrival up in the midst of this. Start putting a plan together to try to modify my ridiculousness. Niggas would love to see me fail. I wear that as a badge of honor. Really, it details their defeat, cause I greet them with a slab of armor. I cannot be stopped in any fashion or motherfucking form. I just swing the lyrical sword in the top of they notebook, cut and torn. Dig down deep and see what you was really trying to speak when you said what you had said. And if had that mess to the streets, this would not be complete if I didn't tell you about the weapon that's now concealed. Everyone has their own opinion about it, and I know how they feel. I know how they feel. I know how they feel.
Yeah, that was Young Buck right there.
I know how they feel.
He's definitely going to be on Stan's list.
Definitely.
Hey, so, speaking of Jay-Z.
Speaking of him.
Jay-Z and Sade doing a song together.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about that last week. I meant to bring that up. That's our first feature ever. You knew that?
Didn't know that.
First feature ever. Of any kind. Yeah.
Yeah.
Of any kind. Family with hoes. See, so don't let that get in the way of, you know, picking your best rapper of all time. The fact that he had Oprah sitting on the project stoop. Yeah, or the fact that Barack Obama hit him on the BlackBerry like, man, fam, I need the Young Vote. What you going to do for me? Don't let those power moves get in the way of what you think about his rapping.
Because they're in the way of what I think about his rapping. Because, see, and that was the thing. A rapper's top 10 is going to be different. Because for you to be on a rapper's top 10, you got to be, you know, he has to really like you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know. Because, like, AJ is on my gun. You know?
Hey, man. Let's put on Ray B, man. Take push one for me, Joe.
I'm drinking some delicious Kool-Aid. Is this watermelon? Delicious, though.
Hey, put it. I ain't pulling them in. Pull the homie in. Call them over, yep. Nah, number 45. Corporate.
Yo, what's going on?
Can you hit my legal dope listeners with the definition of insane, please?
Insane. Person who repeats doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result.
Say it again, one more time, though.
Person doing the same thing over and over and over again, expecting a different result. Insane.
See, right. See, people think insane means crazy. But it actually means, you know, somebody doing the same thing over and over again, which might make them crazy, you know, or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Somebody to constantly, you know, do drugs and run out, you know, run out the middle of the street with their clothes off is insane because they're constantly doing it over and over again, right?
Think something else gonna happen though. You know. Say
it again.
Thinking something else gonna happen though, knowing damn well they might not be in the middle of the street, butt naked again. But once they take the crack again, they gonna be doing something else crazy.
Right, or not even just that. They might, you know, run out of the middle of the street without no clothes on and go to jail every time for indecent exposure. But they do it every time, thinking something different gonna happen.
Exactly.
Insane. Word of the day. Appreciate your pimping, corporate thug.
All the time, fam. That could be easy.
So insane. Is the word of the day. All right?
Insane.
Now, Hov is insane because he constantly pulls these magnanimous feats off. You see what I'm saying? And that's what that was all about. Like, that's pure insanity right there, bruh. fact that this dude, you know, constantly surprises. He constantly does his thing as far as wowing the public, you know, over and over and over again. You know what I mean? Like, that's what gives this dude all these cocky things to say on these lyrics. The fact that he can pull these crazy feats off and these crazy stunts off, you know what I'm saying? Because this dude's already getting it in, you know? Come on, man. This dude's worth $450 million. Feature with Sade, man. Jay-Z and Sade coming soon. Get addicted, man. Something. Hell. Something, man. Anything. Jay-Z is insane.
And Mon Cole. So, Gangsta Grillz, Heavyweights, You Bastards, he putting his list together. He working on it like like he over there working on a bracket.
Man, let me tell you, I got my top nine. I got one more spot, see, and I want to say that because it was easy for me to do the first six.
Right.
Easy as pie, you know what I mean, for me to do the first six. See, with that last spot, I don't want to just throw nobody, and that's the problem for me. The problem for me is my last spot. Ray B2, I forgot to tell you, Joe, get your top ten together. Like, the last spot for me is the hard spot. I don't want to throw somebody in there just for the sake of having to have 10 people on my list.
Right.
Because, it's people deserving that needs to be in that spot. But I'm going to give you five of them for sure, and they won't change. I'm going to give you six for sure, they won't change. Quarter Key, Jay-Z, Big, Pac, Eminem, Ice Cube. They won't change. They won't change, you know what I mean? And I like Friday Night's reason, you know what I mean, for you not being the best of all time, and that was hot, because you're still living. So, like I said, that's my top six. I got three more, and I know pretty much, because I'm going back and forth between, five people from my last one, so I'm like a toss-up. Like I said, if you're just now tuning in, I want the top 10 list of all time. Excuse me. I want the top 10 list of all time as far as rappers go. Not your favorite, because ironically enough, none of these people are my favorite. And that's no disrespect to none of these people on this list. But you know what I mean? Like, my favorite rapper is MJG and, people like that. You know what I mean? That's just what it is. But I'm not crazy. I know MJG not better than Quarter Key. But, you know what I mean? I'm listening. So, like that, not your favorite, but the best. So, get in tune with me with that. Let me get a cut, man. Got a cut, son?
You know what? I got a mix for you. I don't know if I want to play the mix.
Why not? L.J.M.D. says it's something?
Yes, yeah.
That's what's up.
Something saucy. It's 8 minutes, man. We got 7 minutes. Let's get it. L.J.M.D. mix. Get it, Dick.
I'm a pimp by blood, not relay Sean. Y'all still chase on, I replay songs. Drunk on dog, silk and gator, chicken words, make a bird till they flock. See you later, whether drunk or high, skunk or tie. Nigga play against the player, shit, gloves gon' fly. Ain't gon' lie, pimp out her SSI. Nigga don't ask why, just respect it. She bought me the necklace, the bracelet, Benzo, she laced it. Cribbo got it, interior decorated. Now my popularity grew in each state. Now I got two in each state. Used to drink brew in each state. Now I pop bottles with models, larger stakes on larger stakes.
Oh, the world is filled with pimps and hoes. We'll just talk about those I know.
Make it
the world is mine, can't you see?
allow me to lace these lyrical douches in your bushes. Who rock grooves and make moves with all the mamas. The back of the club sipping Moet is where you find me. The back of the club macking holes, my crew's behind me. Mad question asking, blunt passing, music lasting. But I just can't quit because one of these honeys Biggie got to creep with, sleep with, keep the F a secret. Why not? Why blow up my spot? Cause we both got hot. Now check it. I got more Mac than Craig and in the bed. Believe me, sweetie, I got enough to feed the needy. No need to be greedy. I got mad friends with Benzes. See notes by the layers. True fucking players. Jump in the Rover and come over. Tell your friends, jump in the GS3. I got the chronic by the chronic by the tree.
DJ, DJ,
L-J-M-T.
All right, man, I'm B.I.G. Let's go, y'all.
Let's go, y'all. The weak of the strong, who got it going on? You're dead wrong. The weak of the strong, who got it going on? You're dead wrong, dead wrong, wrong, wrong.
Relax and take notes while I take tote of the marijuana smoke. Throw you in a choke, gun smoke, gun smoke. Biggie smoke for mayor, the rat slayer, the hooker layer. Motherfucker, say your prayers.
Hail Mary, full of grace.
Smack the bitch in the face. Take her Gucci bag and a North Face off her back. Jab her if she acts. Funny with the money, oh, you got me mistaken, honey. I don't wanna rape ya. I just want the paper, the visa, capicia. I'm out like the vapors. Who's the one you call Mr. Macho? The head honcho. With this like Kumacho. I got so massage, I should be down with the stylistics. Makeup to break up. Niggas need to wake up. Smell the Indonesia. Beat you to a seizure. Then fuck your arm, hit the skin to amnesia. She don't remember shit, just the two hits. Her hitting the floor, and me hitting the clit. Sucking on the tit, had the hooker begging for the dick. And your mom said, ugly love, my dick got rocked quick. I guess I was a combination of House of Pain and Bobby Brown. I was humping around and jumping around. Chapter, then I asked her who's the man, she said B.I.G. Then I bust in her E.Y.E.
You did wrong.
DJ M.J.M.D. Saying R.I.P. My man, B.I.G. Let's go, y'all.
Who the fuck is this? Paging me at 5:46 in the morning. Crack of dawning, now I'm yawning. Wipe the cold out my eyes. See who's this paging me and why? It's my nigga Pop from the barbershop. Told me he was in the gambling spot. Heard the intricate plot. A nigga's wanna stick me like flypaper, neighbor. Slow down, love, please chill, drop the paper. Remember them niggas from the hill up in Brownville that you rolled dice with? Yeah, my nigga Fame up in Prospect. Nah, them my niggas, nah, love wouldn't disrespect.
I didn't say them, they school me to some niggas that you knew from back when you was clocking minor figures. Now they heard you blowing up like nitro, and they wanna sleep the night through your windpipe slow. So, thank Fame for warning me, cause now I'm warning you. I got the Mac, nigga, tell me what you gonna do.
Damn, niggas wanna stick me for my paper. Damn, niggas wanna stick me for my paper. Damn. Niggas wanna stick me for my paper. Damn. Magazine, something
Pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine, hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, rap attack Mr. Magic Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? The hard, you never thought that hip hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Pizza Raw G, Brucey B, Kick a Brink, Funk Master Flex, Love Bug, Star Ski. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same hood. It's all good. And if you don't know, now you know. You know.
First things first, I pop, freak all the honey, dummies, playboy bunnies, those wanting money, those the ones I like cause they don't get Nathan but penetration, unless it smells like sanitation, garbage, I turn like doorknobs, heart throb never, black and ugly as ever, however, I say Gucci down to the socks. Rings and watch filled with rock. And my jam knocking to Mitsubishi. Girls pee-pee when they see me. Navajo creep me and they pee-pee. As I lay down laws like Island Coffin. Stop it. If you think they're gonna make a pun. Don't see my ones, don't see my guns. Get it? Now tell your friend Papa hit it. Then split it in two as I flow with the Junior Mafia. I don't know what the hell's stopping ya. I'm clocking ya. Versace shade watching ya. Once you grin, I'm in. Game begins. I talk about how I dress is this and diamond necklaces, stretch Lexuses. The sex is just immaculate. From the back I get deeper and deeper. Help you reach the climax that your man can't make. Call him, tell him you'll be home real late and sing the breaks in the game. Detroit players, Tim's for my hooligans in Brooklyn. That's dead right, it's a head right, Biggie there, and I. Papa been fooled since days of under rules. Never lose, never choose to. Bruce, lose who? Do something to us. Talk goes through us. Girls want to us, wanna do us. Screw us, screw us. Yeah, Papa and Pop. Close like Starsky and Hutch, stick the clutch. Yeah, I squeeze three at your cherry M3. Bang every MC eagerly. Please niggas frontin' ain't saying nothing, so I just keep my peace, keep my peace. Even with the Jesus peace, with my peace, packing, asking who want it. This white nigga flaunting that Brooklyn bullshit, we on it.
Biggie, 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 you can't you see? Sometimes your words are hypnotizing, and I just love your flashing ways. This is why they're broken, you're so paid. Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words are hypnotizing, and I just love your flashing ways.
I was a terrorist since the public school era. Bathroom passes, cutting classes, squeezing asses. Smoking blunts was a daily routine since 13. A chubby nigga on the scene. I used to have the Trey Deuce and the Deuce Deuce in my bubble goose. Now I got the Mac in my knapsack, lounging black, smoking sacks up in Axe and sidekick. With my sidekicks, rockin' fly kicks. Honey's wanna chat, but all we wanna know is where the party at. And can I bring my jack? If not, I hope I don't get shot. Better throw my vest on my chest. The niggas is a mess. It don't take me for front for me to drop. Bugging and breaking and niggas like I was not hungry. Some ain't not just me and my crew. Cause all we wanna do is...
Every party, every bullshit. Every party, every bullshit. Every party, every bullshit.
hat can't fit ya. Either I'm with ya or against ya. Format bent ya. Back through that maze I sent ya. Talking to the rap inventor. Nigga with the game type fist that flame right. Spell my name right. B-I-double-G-I-E. Iced out, lights out. Me and Caesar Leo. Getting head for some chick he know. See, it's all about the cheddar. Nobody do it better. Going back to Cali, strictly for the weather, women and the weed, sticky green, no seed, bitch, please. Papa ain't soft, dead up in the hood, ain't no love lost, got me mixed up, you drunk them licks up, mad cause I got my dicks up, and my balls lick, all fit, the game is mine, I'ma spell my name one more time, check it, it's the N-O-T-O-R-I-O, U-S, you just lay down, slow, recognize the...
Recognize a real Don when you see one. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your boy, Fresh Air, the player, quarter of the Grizz 8. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, we start off with L, Jam, and D, Gangsta Grills. Take two. We first off with L, Jam, and D, Shake Bag Mix. Straight up, though. You know what it is, man. Let's check it out, too. This already was going to come up, but before I forgot about it, while the mix was playing, I had a couple gripes. I was just venting to the homie. You know what I mean? And I said two things. One of them was kind of out the blue, so I'm going to start with the second thing I said. That's going to lead me into the first one. Gas costs $4 a gallon.
And that's some bullshit.
That's some bullshit like that. I don't know what the country, I don't know what the country average is, but if it's $4 a gallon locally, up top where we live at, you know what I'm saying? Because we down here, like down here now, like I think in the heart of the city, the average is like $4.15 or something like that, you know what I'm saying? And it's like $3.99 up top where we live at. See what I'm saying? So with the gas being $4 a gallon, $3.99, $4 a gallon, you know what I mean, which is insane, you know what I mean? And what makes it insane is because the same thing is happening over and over again, and they're looking for change or some shit, shots of rape. Hey, anyway, that's insane, though. Hey, check it out. The gas price day, and then with Barack Obama today saying that he was running for a second term, I'm going to get halfway political in 4 or 5 minutes, you know what I mean? Barack Obama said today he's running for a second term, you know what I mean? And like I said, I can't tell you who to vote for, but at the same time, if you're not voting, it's insane of you to think something different is going to, happen, you know what I'm saying, without you, registering a vote or going to vote or doing something different about the shit. Because all that's happening is you're not voting or you're getting out and, all you're doing is complaining about what's going on in your area, and you're not voting, and you're getting the same results, the same shit, you know what I'm saying? You voted Barack Obama in office or whatever, and the minute that a black man, talking to black people, or a different-looking person, if you're white, or, Mexican or whatever have you, but a different-looking person other than your typical white man in the office, you know what I'm saying, in the presidential office or whatever have you, the minute that the dude got into the office, he was expected different, change. The man promised change out the gate. Boom. November, he won, you know what I mean? And he won election in November. He was sworn in in January. February, we wanted change. Valentine's Day, we wanted change. You know what I'm saying? We wanted that change that was promised, you know what I mean? And he started that or whatever have you. And like I say, shout out to my man Ray B. I was with fam today, and he gave me a great analogy because I was, It was a regular conversation, and the analogy he gave me was like the Chicago Bulls, because everybody watches the Chicago Bulls, loves them, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's a fan because your mama watched the Bulls. It's water cooler talk, you know what I'm saying? You can talk to your mom and your grandma about them because they come on Channel 9, and regular TV, you can watch them, unlike these two fools watching the Lakers right now, not paying attention to nothing that's going on some serious shit, though, like the Bulls, they had to destroy and rebuild the Bulls for them to be good. See what I'm saying? Because you took Michael Jordan, who put them 2 3-peats together in all those great years of football, all those great years of basketball, and won those championships, and they sucked in the years to come.
Football.
They sucked in it. LeBron James bought the Liverpool soccer team, too.
Yeah, minority stake.
Bought the minority stake in that shit. So he's the minority owner, majority owner, not the majority stake. Anyway, that was just a little tidbit of knowledge. Like I said, the Bulls had to destroy and rebuild that hole you dig. After Mike and them won those rings, they had to bust the whole thing down and get rid of, who was it, man? Reinsdorf or Krause? It was those two Jerrys. Which one was the general manager?
Reinsdorf.
both of them said something different. Probably was Cross and Juice said that. Probably, you know, so whoever they had to get rid of, you know what I mean? It's Reinsdorf owns the White Sox now, right? Right, so, right, but he quit fucking with one of them, though.
Yeah,
no, he could mess with the Bulls, though.
Yeah, that
was right, okay, so either way, it'll have it. They had to get Fam out, who was really kind of personal and had his own kind of regime thing going, hiring Tim Floyd, you know, doing all of that shit or whatever. So they had to destroy the Bulls, bust them down, and get rid of him and hire Gar Herb. Now they got a hold of the regime in there. They destroyed it from the bottom, got a couple draft picks, stuck with them, did a thing with a good, with a new coach or whatever. Now they best team in the league damn near as far as record-wise. Bottom line is this. Bill Clinton, shout out to Bill Clinton. Bottom line is this. Barack Obama had to get into the White House, destroy the whole shit, start over from scratch, put his own imprint on what's going on, and build it back up from that ground zero, you know, for lack of a better word. That's probably a horrible word. But and build it back up from that, you know, from that bottom piece or whatever have you. You know what I'm saying? And so in saying that, you know what I mean, if you're looking for some change, you know what I mean, from Barack Obama or, you know, in the economy itself, you gotta get out there and vote. Swap that out. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. Make a difference or whatever have you. So that's what you know, the bottom line of that is. Get addicted.
Hey man.
Hey,
have you ever seen the show Weeds?
You're like the third person. I think Freddie Freeman was telling me about that last week.
Man, nigga, that shit is crazy.
I know something.
What?
Ordinary family.
Greatest show in the world. Ever. Ever. Wow. Hey, we're going to have to do that, man, like a top 10 TV show. Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you may not be right for some, but man is born. He's a man of greed. And a long gone too.
Hey, that was amazing. I never got that.
Yeah, I got that one. I was killing it. I can't remember the rest. Hey. Sometimes you wanna go.
Hey, not for real. I didn't mean to say ground zero though.
Hey, Bronco.
Bronco,
hey, man, why don't you let me get that track? This motherfucking remix. Hey, Ronnie, do this.
Yes, shit. I'm about my paper. Don't try to play me. Go wind up missing. If you fuck with QK, the feds don't like me. Cause I'm so cocky. But they can't stop me when I'm around.
I'm so popular pimping. At the lakefront with ironic kids, I'm serving bitches. Too much goldie in my blood got me on curving these chickens. I relax the purple haze, got me aborting that mission. Me, myself, and I slide the G4, my cane together. I don't even gotta pull a chick no more. Yo, bitch chose me. And excuse me, Mr. Hater, but we can handle this like classy gentlemen or some G's. I'm in Cali with West, picking back with the blood, blowing purple in the wood. Lemon lime, peach, passion, purple, passion, and cook. I'm so addicted to the life in the left lane, I'm hooked.
Yes, I'm about my paper, don't try to play me, go wind up missing. If you fuck with QK, the feds don't like me, cause I'm so cocky, but they can't stop me when I'm around.
I'm superior sucker. Keep your bitch about the studio, custodian fucker. While we run her, you love her. Learn the sense of your buster. Giving 5950 in the back of a Cutlass. Windows down on the Chevy, you can feel the breeze. Itchy finger on the strap, make the pistol sneeze. You can catch a G, post it up on Dickey Street. 23rd Street, travel steel, sir, the best green. I'm unbelievably cocky. 21 bars in, only Yalo can top me. Only Rail can stop me. Only Ronnie can follow. I'm the pacemaker. Niggas know the time like Lovato.
Yes, I'm about my paper. Don't try to play me. Go wind up missing if you fuck with QK. low-key, the feds don't like me, cause I'm so cocky, but they can't stop me when I'm around.
Block burner, young nigga learner, hit a nigga with that Tina like Ike Turner. Nigga better move before you get hit with the burner. Fuck it, Turner, bitch own up in the bucket. Cousins, was it? It is I-P-I-G-I. Motherfuckers couldn't see me in 3D. I see I be high, you know how I get down. Rewind the track back as I attack flows from behind. The beat cheap lyrics is killer, and they know I'm the truth. From Mississippi up to no go illa, no go Gorilla, no one illa, quarter killer.
That's a remix, Joe. Yeah.
Hey, man, 2012, Joe, get out there and vote, real talk. Hey, man, so I heard that your girl, who was going to have us shut down,
Oprah Winfrey,
is having her last two shows for her 25th anniversary at the United Center.
Big shout out to Oprah. Legal Dope Boys is going to be in the building.
Broadcasting live. Straight up. What do you mean?
Legal Dope Boys will definitely be in the building. We're going to try to get an interview with Oprah. We're going to try to interview her. You know what I'm saying? So the Legal Dope Boys is definitely in the building.
I'm going to be trying to interview Oprah. I'm going to be trying to interview Gail. Hey, no, for real, though, Oprah's having her last two shows at the United Center.
And the Legal Dope Boys will be in the building.
She say everybody's going to be there, you know, performing and being guests from everybody, to Hov, Beyonce, you know what I mean?
Hey, we won't be performing. Run Up on the Kid or motherfucking Gangsta Effortlessly.
Won't be no truth.
Right, won't be no truth. Won't be no SQ, none of
that. SQ
going to
keep his shirt on.
Keep his shirt on. I'm about to play some
SQ. My shit. Yeah, so the last two shows for Oprah, that's huge. You know what I mean? 18. But y'all, like, I don't think y'all understand. Like, if you're not listening in Chicago, or you don't understand what the United Center is, that's where the Bulls play, and that's 18,000 people. You know, and Oprah going to sell out every seat. Real talk. So, shout out to Oprah for doing her last two shows at the UC, Joe. She's doing it huge, and she's going to give out little babies. She'll give out little babies. And, she'll give out stock.
You get a puppy.
She'll give out stock.
Yeah.
Shout out to Oprah, man. Get a dick.
I'm going to be on myself. I'm buy me some alcohol. Fuck around, give me some shoes and an outfit. You feel me? I ain't talking, hell no, that's outrageous, that's absurd, fam. I'm not finna buy no bitch no food, smoke this bitch out with my product, I'm finna sell, and still give you some gas money to get back home, in two trucks, bitch, you crazy. Crazy as hell.
SQ, don't holler at them, man, see what they talking about, man. Hey.
They say life is these exotic cars, more haters, more hoes, can't tell them apart. Shorty, you heartless. I'm ready to start this. Know I'm one of the hardest. I'm gonna get it regardless. They say it's nothing like fast money. Call me Ed Davis, since the first one to grab from me. Not to mention we getting it. Look how far we came. We just some pots out the kitchen. Every nigga in the world got a story to tell. Done it all, been everywhere. I guess I'ma do well. Rap don't sell. Look, I can't fail. Know we coming to get you before we sit in that cell. Yeah, clientele. I keep the block jumping. I don't see haters. They wanna hold something. Ask my old woman. I need a new chick. And women flock to me. Why should I pick? Told them that's the reason on these tracks. Yeah, I go hard. Know the laws watching. Change my clothes. Different color cars. Hold nigga by far. Straps for the mayor. Maserati hustle. Hide nigga from the takeoff. Told them that's the reason on these tracks that I go hard. Know the laws, watch, change my clothes, different color cars. Hold nigga by far, straps for the mayor. Maserati hustle, high nigga by the takeoff. Been the street nigga, pimp, you working with the villains. I'm in the two seater, perp blowing through the ceiling. This is motion picture shit, and I be the villain. If the game cutthroat, I guess I'm here to do the healing. My niggas put the licks in the streets, homie, be aware. I get the call, break it all down, homie, watch out. They tell me I can fit, I tell them, boy, I just do me. Any hustle in your blood, you know the terminology. I really ain't
concerned if the topic ain't about cake. R.I.P. to Josh Simpson, it hurt me when he went away. Talk about my life and my struggles, what I've been through. They say it's all about who you know and who you kin to. I told them that's the reason on these tracks, yeah, I go hard. Know the laws, why I change my clothes, different color cars. Whole nigga by far, straps for the mayors. Maserati hustle, high nigga about to take off. Told them that's the reason on these tracks, yeah, I go hard. Know the laws, why I change my clothes, different color cars. Whole nigga by far, straps for the mayors. Maserati hustle, high nigga finna take off. Told them that's the reason on these tracks, yeah, I go hard. Know the laws, why I change my clothes, different color cars. Whole nigga by far, straps for the mayors. Maserati hustle, high nigga about to take off. Told them that's the reason on these tracks, yeah, I go hard. Know the laws, why I change my clothes, different color cars. Whole nigga by far, straps for the mayors. Maserati hustle, high nigga finna to take off. Told them that's the reason on these tracks, yeah, I go hard. Know the laws, why I change my clothes, different color cars. Whole nigga by far.
Maserati Hustle. That was my boy SQ Joe BMG. We all we got. You know what it is, fam. Homeboy SQ rapping it down. You know what it is. You know what it was. Gonna be the same thing next Wednesday when we tune in to Little Dope Radio.
Hey, man. So, I got some political shit I want to talk about.
I can't wait to hear this.
Because Fresh Air is a politician. And I got some political shit that I would like to talk about. Okay. That's where we're going to start at. The New York Marriott Financial Center in New York, Salisbury, Mississippi, Compton, Tupac, Easy, Too Short, Michael Jackson, and Elvis Presley. That is my top 10.
Top 10 what?
All right, so this is my top 10, in no order. Shit. Pac, Big J, of course. Q. Scarface. Rev Run. Did I really say Biggie and Jay?
Yeah, we got Big, Pop, Jay, Q, Face, Ryan.
Quarter King.
Quarter is damn great.
Shit. Give me, I guess this is where my shit kind of twists up a bit. Because, like, you know, I've been listening to E-40 for a long time, and, you know, he cold as fuck to me. So let's say that. Let's say Andre 3000, Eminem, E-40 will probably have to be my honorable mention. Where I'm at, 8?
9.
I'm at 9. Did I say E-V-I-L already?
No.
I said there. That's all.
That's 10. All right. We're going to take yours and log into the spot, too. Who are yours, Drew?
I got Jay-Z, KRS-One, Biggie, Quarter T, Eminem, Nas, Tupac, IQ, Rakim, and Chuck D.
Damn, I ain't put Chuck D or Rakim on my list.
I had to.
Damn. Can't move nobody though.
Well, I got Jay, KRS, Porter, Big, Pop, is that what it is? Jay, Porter, Big, KRS, One. Who else, Jim? Come on, Drew. Give it to me again.
I'm Jay, Porter, Big, KRS, One, Biggie, Tupac, Q.
Rebound the ball.
First thing you look at.
Yeah, aight.
First thing you look at, pimp shit.
Yeah, aight.
You did.
I'm telling you.
What you got, man? It's like you had some shit up your sleeve anyway, because you keep going in this red bag and not pulling out nothing.
No.
You're talking about, no, I don't need it. I'm going to do it now. I'll do it in a minute.
No, actually, this red bag holds all my notebooks. I told you I'm in a zone right now. So I write sporadically. Like, I might stop the show and start writing
back.
Some shit.
That's
it was one of these. Yeah, it was definitely one of these. Definitely. You know, I might be able to give you one.
You're going to lose that verse right there.
This ain't a verse, actually. This is a little short story.
You just definitely lose whatever it is.
And whatever it is, like, I got my record right. Get the nigga my notebook.
Yeah, and nigga tell him through it like I was going to catch fire in the rap and keep it.
This what blood doing.
They ask me what I'm doing in my city, I be hosing. Lane switching, hosing. Paint dripping, hosing. Flexing out in traffic, grab your cameras, cause I'm posing.
On my way out, I got to
saw a whole lot of love, and I have to say rest in peace to my auntie, you know what I'm saying, Sarah Frances Johnson. You know what I'm saying? That's my mama's big sister. You know what I'm saying? So, she had, it was a record she liked. Like, she was responsible for my music. Like, for me being really into it. Like, she was the first person to play I'm Your Pusher for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, she played records for me that I wasn't supposed to hear. You know? And so whenever I went to her house, it was a musical. It was real musical, you know what I mean? I mean, like I say, everything from Sly and the Family Stones to, you know, Marvin Gaye, you know what I'm saying? Some of the more risque shit, though, like, you know, it was, you know, and she was a rider and she was a partier. But one of her favorite songs of all time and one of her favorite entertainers of all time, DJ Quick. So in my last 6 minutes, I'm going to play this record for my auntie. R.I.P. Sarah. Tonight, get addicted. Tonight. Let's play it one more time. I feel terrible. I just... Wow.
This is Beast Production.
This is black superhero music right here, baby.
Effortlessly, gangsta, effortlessly, gangsta, effortlessly.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's the goal right there, my nigga.
Gangsta, effortlessly, gangsta, effortlessly, gangsta, effortlessly. Papa was the Rolling Stone.
So he ain't teach me to roll. Teach me how to be dope. Get my cash over bitches. Get my product in bulk. It's because Papa hustle. All my niggas were dealers. All my ladies were business. Some of my friends turned to killers. I'm a effortless gangster. I don't practice my jeans. I don't lie to these streets. I put my soul on the track. I put a hoe on the track. I put some blow on the track. That's why I'm doped in a bitch. You niggas figure out that. Kanye king of his lane. I think Lupe is better. Like the Carter 3 hard, but I think Triller was better. Soulja Boy is not Nas. Yeah, what the fuck was you thinking? Like I get what you saying, but not quite what you thinking. Like Ice-T is a legend. The Godfather of rap. Put the T in the tech. Put his bitch on the track. Don't respect his opinion. Lil nigga, you whack. Yeah, I'm broken, I'm fat. But what they say after that? I follow, just hear who I follow.
Gangsta, effortlessly,